According to data released today, more Floridians are losing their jobs. Rebecca Rust, the chief economist with the Agency for Workforce Innovation, says that seasonally adjusted March 2009 labor statistics for the state of Florida are even worse than the previous month.
The unemployment rate for Florida is now 9.7% for March. This is up from 9.6% a month ago, which is revised, and the year-ago rate was 5.4%. This represents 893,000 jobless Floridians.
Rust says Florida's unemployment rate is still higher than the country as a whole.
The U.S. unemployment rate was 8.5% for March, so you can see Florida's rate continues to be higher than the nation. Florida's rate has been higher since December of 2007.
The last time Florida's unemployment rate was this high was from January through March of 1976, according to Rust. 424,300 jobs were lost in the last 12 months, representing 5.4% of all workers. For the first time in the current recession, professional and business services was the segment of the workforce that lost the most jobs.
It used to be construction was at the top of the list of job losses. This month, professional business services is slightly greater, with a loss of 117,100 jobs.
The Tampa Bay area was third in the state for number of jobs lost, 60,200, Russ said. Agency for Workforce Innovation Director Cynthia Lorenzo says the unemployment picture is leading to an increase in the number of people calling for help with their unemployment claims.
We continue to average about 250% more claimants compared to last year at this time. In fact, last week we processed more than 78,000 claims, and we also, the same week ago last year, processed 19,000 claims. So you can see the significant increase.
That increased call volume plus federal stimulus funding led to Lorenzo's announcement on Friday that the Agency for Workforce Innovation intends to award a contract for an unemployment compensation overflow call center to open in Orlando by August.
The federal stimulus dollars is bringing down $32 million of administration funds that will enable us to use those funds to operate our call center. So that's exciting news as it relates to the stimulus dollars. And we're very appreciative of the governor and his leadership to encourage those funds to come to Florida. So that is one of the reasons why we do now have the funding available to proceed in this creative solution to better meeting our claimants' needs.